It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, it's Friday and podcast time. I love Fridays, man, because Fridays we get to do five facts, five opinions. Mostly because it's hard to find the topics all the time, so we figure what's something easy we can do on Friday. Boom, boom, boom.
We found it.
We found it. All right, so you ready to go five facts, five opinions for a Friday?
I am.
Fact number one. One of the most popular candy bars in the Soviet Union was called Hematogen, and one of the ingredients was cow's blood. It still exists today, but is now considered a medical product to help with nutrients and treat malnutrition.
Yeah. Yeah, look at the Soviet Union. That's how it sucks.
They had a lot of malnutrition in the Soviet Union.
What was that, when it was the USSR, for God's sakes?
That's what Soviet Union
is. Yeah.
Dude, there are some weird, like, staple foods in other countries.
Yeah.
Oh, like blood pudding.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, which is actually really, really good. Super, really? Like, salty and everything. Yeah. When we were in Ireland,
Tastes
Kiki
like
and
iron.
Yeah, pretty much it does. But no, you got like rice in there and everything. I enjoyed it. I really
Get
liked
that in
it.
In your system, bud.
A little bit of hot sauce on there. It was great, man.
Nice.
It was great. But yeah, I don't know what it is. Of course, do Americans have any of their own weird concoctions?
Weird foods?
Because we have all
Australia
people from...
Australia has Vegemite.
Yep.
And
about like chocolate...
A Vegemite sandwich.
About you some, know, like, might pack some cover. Vegemite on the bridge here, mate.
What were you saying, Hunter?
For God's sakes. Chocolate
no, yeah, that one.
Jesus Christ. Fuck, I'm done.
I ain't doing it no more.
Right.
Yeah, chocolate covered insects of any kind. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, like chocolate covered cockroaches, chocolate covered.
Well, I mean, normal people don't eat that.
What were they? What are the jumping ones? What are those?
Grasshoppers. Well, that's not even just chocolate covered. Like, they'll have like sriracha grasshoppers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I guess they're just crunchy. Like, people don't.
Yeah, a lot of people say they don't have taste, but still, you're putting a damn cockroach in your mouth.
Yeah, it's gross.
No, cockroaches are like juicy. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I think that's really the only weird thing that America... No, I take it back. How about the sucker with the scorpion in it?
Yeah, but that's not ours, though. That's, like, we didn't invent that. That's what I'm trying to think. There's any staple food that's like a popular food that's strictly Americans, because we're all immigrants, so we've all just brought things from the old country.
Yeah, one thing that, like, I know foreign people say is that Americans just love cheese. Like, we'll put cheese on anything.
Yeah, but we didn't invent cheese.
We didn't invent it.
No.
I think other, like... The international community thinks it's weird that we put cheese on everything.
Well, fucking cheese is awesome. I mean, so fuck. Well,
yeah, it is good. I mean,
you
the Canadians
cheese whiz?
Have poutine.
Did we invent cheese whiz? Maybe that's our
about
thing.
Can,
that's
yeah, our chan, thing. Can, cheese
whiz.
Can.
Dude, yeah. Honestly, like, you don't think about it, but whenever you get it, like, we'll get like cheese whiz. And
cheese curds.
Not Triscuits. What is it? Triscuits. Oh, yeah. Oh my god, dude. I'll ruin my digestive tract with that.
We would always, when we'd stay the night at my buddy's house, every single time we'd stay there, he'd always fall asleep first, and he always had Cheese Whiz. His parents loved Cheese Whiz. So we'd take a bottle of Cheese Whiz and squirt it in his armpit when he was sleeping.
Oh, no.
Dude, he would wake up just...
Oh.
Cheesy pits.
Cheesy pits.
Dude, he hated it.
All right, well, there you go. You can have cow's blood in... Soviet Russia. Let's see. Only 6% of the salt made around the world is used for food. Most of it goes to manufacturing and industrial processes. Wow. Only 6%?
We got
food,
a lot
huh?
of salt.
Dude, that's a ton of salt.
Yeah.
If you ever need a good salt fix, just lick Michigan's roads in the wintertime.
Seriously,
oh,
though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or how about the people with the sign on the back of the car? Salt life.
Salt life, bro.
I'm like, dude, it sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Salt life. How about freshwater life? Yeah, you know, no sharks, fresh water. It doesn't get in your nose.
Is that all the people that come up here from Florida?
I don't
because
know.
I don't get why you would see salt life on a Michigan.
Why would you be coming from Florida to Michigan?
Well, a lot of people do Florida in the wintertime, and that there's a ton. But like I'll see, and maybe they get that from they're down in Florida. But if I see if you're here year round and you have a salt life thing, you're a moron. Yeah, I don't get it. We don't have any salt in our water.
Let's invent the freshwater life.
Freshwater life. Yeah.
Fresh life.
Yeah. Hashtag fresh.
But yeah, if you've ever seen like I've seen some documentaries where they're like, oh, let's go down on a salt mine. It's so expansive.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, we're just standing in salt right now.
Yeah, that's nuts.
What?
Have you been out to the salt flats?
Never have been.
Oh, wow.
I heard
never have been.
Crazy things about that place.
Well, it's that's where they've broken all the like land speed records. Yeah, mm-hmm. Like that was the place to be.
Which is weird. It's just a weird thing. Like that's that flat. It really is.
Super flat.
You know?
Flattest, bro. It's crazy.
That's why they call it the flat dude.
The flat dude.
It's not
flat. Actually, growing up on the farm, whenever we get fresh salt blocks for the animals, my brother and I would always lick them before the animals got to them. Dude, the best flavor in the world.
Hey.
Just big old salt blocks.
You love salt. You're a salt fan.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have it as much now as I used to just because, you know. Getting older.
Could you get your ring off after sucking on that salt block?
Dude, now I could. No, absolutely not. I can tell when I've had a lot of sodium because the next day I'm like, oh, I'll try and pop that ring off.
Yeah.
Usually it's after I pounded a bunch of drinks and then I eat a ton of Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And then the next day I cannot get my ring off because I passed out drunk. Can't even get my pants off. Stuck. Before he died, John, this is fact number three, opinion number three. Before he died, John Candy was going to star in a remake of old Alec Guinness. An old Alec Guinness movie called Last Holiday about a guy who's told he's about to die. It wound up not getting made for another decade, and the role went to Queen Latifah.
I'll tell you one thing, Bryce. You missed out. You missed out because you were born too late. John Candy was one of the best, man.
Man.
He really was.
You are kind of John Candy-esque.
Really?
A little bit.
A larger fellow.
Nice guy.
No, I know John Candy.
Yeah.
Nice guy, you know?
Yeah, nice guy.
I've seen a few of his films.
Comedy, yeah.
You seen Uncle Buck?
I don't think so.
Hold on, real quick. Uncle Buck is a good movie. Hunter is he makes it sound better than what it is.
Are you kidding? No,
it's a good movie. But you bring up Uncle Buck, Uncle Buck at least once a week.
It might be better than Trains, Planes. Actually, it is better.
I mean,
it's rated better. It's a more popular movie.
See, now
you don't like Uncle Buck?
No, I like Uncle Buck.
It's a great movie.
I don't bring it up once a week like you do.
I do because
every time either the Planes, Trains, and Automobiles things comes on or the Uncle Buck one, you bring it up. Uncle Buck, great movie.
If you've never seen
it, check it out. Every week.
It's a great movie.
Every week. We know.
Name a better John Candy movie.
Mm-hmm. Canadian Bacon.
No.
Ooh,
not even close.
No.
The Great Outdoors.
That's close. Uncle Buck's better, though.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm.
How great is Uncle Buck, Hunter?
It's the best. It's the shit. maybe Planes, Trains is up there. He also did Spaceballs.
And I'm sorry. I'm going to say Spaceballs sucks.
It was.
I'm going to say it right now. Spaceballs. And I love Rick Moranis. That's got...
It's just campy.
That's got Mel Brooks in it, too.
Yeah.
And I've watched that before, and I'm like, this movie sucks.
It was campy for the time. Now it's like extremely
like
campy.
I get it. They were spoofing it, and honestly, when you look back, pretty impressive. They were doing spoofs way back then. Like they have the spoofs now. If it wasn't for movies like Spaceballs, you wouldn't have the Scary Movie franchise and everything like that. Mm-hmm. But just watching it, it's just it's terrible.
I do like Spaceballs. You know, I do subtract those real bad moments.
Yeah, it's so bad.
Quick fun John Candy fact, in Planes, Trains.
He was in Uncle Buck, which is a great movie.
It's a fantastic movie, by the way.
Wasn't he in Uncle Buck?
A quick fact about John Candy in Trains, Planes, or Planes. Is it Trains, Planes, or Planes, Trains?
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
That part where they... No! I digress. Best John Candy movie, Home Alone. It's not a John Candy movie, but he's in it. Can't top Home Alone. Come on. So when old lady is trying to get a ride home to Kevin, John Candy and that band pick her up at the airport and they drive her back to see Kevin. Quick fun fact, that's an actual band that John Candy was in, and that was his band.
Really?
And they actually traveled around, I believe, Canada, because that's where he's from.
Yeah, he's a Canadian boy.
And that was the band. They even used the real name.
Now, if you want to say that, what about...
top that!
Family Vacation. He's the guy who says, sorry, folks, park's closed. Moose out front, should have told you.
Dude, you might have to... That's the original Vacation.
That's not his movies, though. He's just small parts, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of the greatest dudes... There are a few... not documentaries, but like interviews on YouTube with him.
Yeah.
They're very rare.
Yeah.
But if you watch them, man, you can just tell. John Candy was one of the greatest, nicest, coolest.
Oh, do you know him?
Do you call him by name? Down to earth actors ever, and anybody who acted with him will tell you straight up. Yeah. Like, dude, this guy is just phenomenal.
Hey, he did some great movies, man. Like Uncle Buck.
Like Uncle Buck.
And you know what's great about John Candy? The characters he plays in, like, his movies, like Planes, Trains. That's John Candy.
Yep.
That's legit. You know, like the sad moments in Planes, Trains. That's John Candy. That's him talking.
Here's what's funny. As you can tell, Hunter is all worked up because he actually sat up and started to...
Shut up. I am a fan of John Candy.
Proper posture.
He was in Uncle Buck. You know,
I'm going to tell
you. He was in Uncle Buck.
In Planes, Trains, when he leaves and he does that wave and they always do the freeze frame of John Candy. Dude, I bubble up every time.
Yeah, every time.
I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
John, I miss you so much.
And you know what comes from my mom? Because my mom cries every time.
Yeah.
She sees that. She's like, God dang it, I missed that guy.
I missed that John Candy.
A gem of the
earth. All right, let's move on before we talk about Uncle Buck again. Fact number four. Fact number four. Of all people who have ever lived on Earth, roughly 7% are alive right now.
Wow.
And don't we have like the largest population ever?
Ever.
Yeah. Like seven. Yeah. Wait, say that one more time.
7 point.
Of all people who have ever lived on Earth, roughly 7% are alive right now. That means 93% of the population that has been on Earth is dead.
Wow.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
That's crazy. That's a crazy fact.
Crazy.
Which is, why have we not found more bones?
You know?
I don't want to get into an evolution discussion, but they talk about it.
Don't they biodegrade?
No, bones don't. It takes a long time.
It takes a long
time. How long does it take?
I mean.
Well, they fossilize. If they get into the right.
If they get to that, but then we'd find, how long does it take?
Well, that just shows you how long. Okay, if you put
7%, huh?
Like, you know what?
I thought they did.
But within a year, all that is usually left is the skeleton and teeth with traces of tissue on them. It takes 40 to 50 years for bones to become dry and brittle in a coffin. Well, that's just dry and brittle, but I guess that would start to break down at that point.
Yeah. Because we can still find bones that are really old.
But yeah, then how do we find those bones that are just buried regularly? Did they have stronger bones back then?
No, they just get fossilized. They're in the right environment.
No, but not all of them are fossilized, though. You look at, like, what's that famous ape lady?
Oh.
What's her name? Mary or
something like that.
Karen.
Ape lady.
Karen.
Anyway.
Go start
7%, though. That's wild.
And, you know, you have to comprehend if you put the entire history of Earth in a 24-hour clock, humanity is less than a second.
Wow.
Because that's how, starting
crazy.
Several billion years.
But where do we start humanity at? Is that with the ape people?
Neanderthals?
Neanderthals, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, yeah.
They think the Earth is 13 points. Really, I was just wondering, out of that 7% of those people, I wonder how many of those people have seen Uncle Buck.
Right? Yeah.
Here's a question
for
you.
They are blessed.
Here's a question for you. You go back in time, and you're in Neanderthal time, and there's like a decent-looking Neanderthal chick. Would you bang her?
No, because she's hairy. She's the hairiest.
But let's say,
ain't
like,
no bicks around.
Let's say, like, all right, get rid of the hair. She's a... You know, like, okay, I could get it.
We can't communicate, but...
It's not like we're communicating anyways. I've had some drunk nights where I don't think I've said one, like, actual word to a lady.
Yeah, just like a smoking hot, hourglass shape.
Like, think about, like, Encino Man chick.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's different. She had, I'm pretty sure that cave woman had fake tits.
Yeah, I don't think that. I don't think they had the greatest boobs.
Well, you could mess up the time continuum.
If
you bring in. Or what about diseases, too?
Butterflies.
Yeah, diseases.
Yeah. Introduce her to something.
Or she introduces me to some just crazy Neanderthal STD.
When it comes to germs and that kind of stuff from today could be so evolved that, like, even touching her could be like,
didn't
oops,
you tell
sorry,
me about that lost
disease.
Population thingy?
About
they went, they found this populate, like they found this, like it was like a million people strong, or maybe it was you telling me, it was this civilization like a million people strong. Europeans found them and then came back like 20 years later and they were all wiped out, like a population of a million.
Damn.
Who was telling me that?
Damn,
man. But it's like Europeans came over and gave this tribe this like Aztec tribe or something like that.
The Wachutus. That's what
the Wachutus.
Well, that happens all the time now. Finding pockets of people who have never been exposed to.
Well, and here's what's real fun is, you know, now that we're bringing measles and polio back, it'd be great, you know? Weird ass Johnny. I wish Johnny would get polio.
Me too. Johnny, when are you going to get smallpox, bud?
Yeah, smallpox,
come on,
bro.
Hurry it up.
Here, no, I'll just put you on this
one.
What was the fact?
Johnny, were you telling me about it? That civilization of like a million strong, and then Europeans found them? Like, this was way back. And like Europeans came and discovered them. Like, they had like a million people like in this area, and they had buildings and everything. Well, I mean, you know, like, you know, temples and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And then the Europeans came back like 20, 30 years later, and the entire like millions of people were wiped
out.
That's
what happened when
from European disease
discovered in the New World. It's like, oh, hey, how you doing? By the way, you haven't domesticated animals. So we have all those diseases. Yeah. See you later. 93% of the native population of South America got killed off.
We wiped them out, those pussies.
Damn. Get better immune systems, idiots.
Yeah. Hey, you pussies.
I'm part Native American, so that's not cool.
Yeah.
What part of me is very upset?
What part? Hey, how are you? See, I can do that because Kiki was like 14%, 15% Native American.
Oh, okay.
That's your excuse.
I think we're from
it's
the
okay
same tribe.
Yeah, I got myself a squaw.
A squaw?
White man's got himself a squaw. Yeah. A Native American
careful
woman.
Careful, scalp you.
And she will.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Will.
I'm part Jeep.
Part Jeep?
Cherokee.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Hey-o.
Hey-o. all right, let's do the last fact. Fact number five, opinion number five. Since Rotten Tomatoes started, only one movie has gotten an overall rotten rating from critics and an Oscar nomination for Best Picture.
Definitely not Uncle Buck.
No, it wasn't. Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close in 2011. Oh,
I remember that movie. It was
What was that about?
I don't know. Some kid trying to find something from his dad who was killed in the 9/11 attacks. But it was very, oh, man.
So
it was very
convoluted. You got Tom Hanks in there.
A lot darker
Tom Hanks
than I
was
thinking. I was thinking it was like the story of Brock's childhood.
It was really, it got really dark
loud
at some point.
Incredibly close.
Oh, man.
The Brock Havens documentary.
Creepily close.
What?
Where are you?
It's off of a novel. And it was written by Eric Roth, directed by
books. Me like moving pictures.
So they made a movie after the book?
Yeah.
You think Tom Hanks knew that it was going to be a terrible movie while he was making it?
No. So
he
9-year-old
wasn't pictured in it. He was just a voice on a telephone.
Like if you're an actor and you're getting paid to do a movie and you get halfway through it and you're like, dude, this is trash. Can you just bail out?
Not if you're contractually obligated to. No.
Damn, that sucks.
Yeah. And honestly, but though, look at like some of the movies like
the Green Lantern.
Like they've done like B-rate movies. Like it's Bruce Willis. You know what I mean? Like Blast Report. Like he's done some terrible like B-rate action movies, but he probably gets a decent paycheck.
Like Nicolas Cage, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's done Disney movies and he's done.
And honestly, if you think of
C movies,
Nick Cage was great in Mandy. Oh my, he was.
I like Nick Cage.
Mandy.
Mandy. Have you not seen Mandy?
Never seen Mandy.
You're
What's
crazy.
Mandy? Is it
dude.
A new movie?
Yeah, it's relatively new.
Relatively
new. Great in that one
movie
with Cher.
Yeah.
What was that one movie?
Moonstruck.
Cher? Moonstruck.
Moonstruck.
Yeah.
Dude, Leaving
great
Las
movie.
Vegas is an awesome movie.
Oh yeah.
The Weatherman was an awesome movie.
Yeah.
Joe, have you seen Joe?
Joe, I did.
Joe was that's a great
movie. That's
on
Netflix.
That's on Netflix. Go watch Joe. What's Mandy about?
Oh, so
is it like Uncle Buck? Is it that great?
Yeah, it's exactly like Uncle Buck.
Goonies 2.
Is it Goonies 2?
Yeah.
I've never seen Goonies, by the way.
Oh, no.
What?
Never seen Goonies.
Really?
You haven't seen the Goonies. Okay, maybe
never seen
I'll let you
priorities.
Take care of it, Johnny.
Yeah.
Goonies first,
You've
Mandy
never seen
second.
Goonies?
Never seen Goonies. Never
I think
seen
we've
Goonies.
Had this conversation
yeah.
before.
You were not allowed.
I get the cultural references. You have Sloth.
Hey, you guys.
Yeah, and then you do the truffle shuffle. What am I missing out on? A bunch of crappy child actors from the 80s? Come on now.
I love
yeah,
it.
You don't,
I love
you
how he talks
really
trash.
Know.
He's never even
never seen
it.
You don't really know what the truffle shuffle is. You're I know the truffle shuffle.
You know
I do it every weekend.
You know what it is? Truffle butter. Look that
go.
One up, folks.
Yeah.
No, you know what? No, it's they were making fun of the fat kid having him do the truffle shuffle. Yeah. So it's a mean movie. I'm not going to watch it. Now,
well, no, I love
it.
The truffle shuffle.
Because
we
can
do
you
that
do
after every time we win a game at Lakeshore. I'd be in the locker room.
You know we started that, right? 2004.
Oh, man. Carry on the legacy.
Yeah.
Pass on the torch.
I'm glad you guys are still doing that.
Oh, Hunter's like the guy off Varsity Blues where it's like, hey, you graduated in 1980. You're still
smoking,
coming to all these
he's
parties.
He's smoking that joint. Yep, yep. Wearing his Letterman's jacket.
You probably still wear your Letterman's jacket.
Oh, yeah, dude. I even put fake stuff on it to make it look better.
Dang.
Graduated. You get that receding hairline. Right.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not saying you do, but the guy. Eventually, you're going to be that guy. You're going to be that guy at the smoking a joint. Class of 86, man.
You started the truffle shuffle, man.
Dude, you're like you ready 40. To be famous? Say I'm stupid and I'm about to get hit in the nuts. But no, never seen that. I will tell you a great movie though that is so much better than the Goonies. Stand by Me.
Uncle Buck.
Great
Boom.
Movie.
Boom. Better than.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, Uncle Buck.
It's a great movie, but you know it's just as good as Goonies. Goonies is right up there with Stand By Me.
Dude, you
Stand
cannot by me is compare.
Goonies should get a 99% Rotten Tomato
Tell him.
Rating.
Tell
you
him,
cannot
Johnny.
Compare Goonies to
Can
Stand
you?
By Me.
Yeah, you can.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can.
I don't think so.
I don't think anybody
Absolutely.
Dies in that
you know,
movie.
I think Brock is a little upset because he missed out on some childhood there. And he could feel it. He could sense it.
No, because instead of watching the Goonies, I was the Goonies. I was out there finding pirate treasure. See, I know the basic gist of it.
Have you seen it? How
it's
do you know
basic.
That?
You see the kids holding a treasure map, and you got a guy wearing a pirate hat. It's Dude, there's it, a pirate it, ship. I get it.
It's got the mom from Throw Mama from the Train in it.
That oh, alone, really?
That
Brock
alone.
Is one of those people that has the shortest attention span, that he can only watch movies by watching the trailer.
That's right.
He
that's
knows
right.
everything that happens in that
Let's
movie
see it.
Just
I got
for
it.
The trailer, because that's
and
all
at
he's
this,
gonna
remember. At this point, it's like smoking weed. I've gone this long without doing it. Why do it? You know, why watch it?
Why?
Oh, it's great. All right, here you go. Yeah, you make fun of a guy that's disfigured. Real good movie. Real good morals.
Nice.
No, they save him.
Oh,
do
they
need
save
to watch
him?
It.
No, they should let him go. He was a monster.
They become friends with him.
And it has Josh Brolin in there, doesn't it?
It does.
Wasn't that his first acting gig?
It wow. does.
Something like
One
that.
Of his first, yeah.
And Sean Astin's in there too, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of actors
Corey
in there.
Feldman.
Corey Feldman.
Corey Feldman.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
The little Asian kids in there from Dr. Jones.
Dr. Jones.
DePlane.
No,
that's different,
no,
isn't
that's,
it?
That's DePlane.
That's Short Round. That's Short Round.
Yeah, no, DePlane's Dunkin' Donuts. DePlane.
No, that's from
Fantasy Island.
Fantasy Island. That's it. Yeah. DePlane.
So then he started doing Dunkin' Donut commercials or what?
Yep.
That's funny, dude. That's funny.
Little Fantasy Island, man. Anyway.
So what you're telling me is that I missed the bus to get on an acting career.
Yeah, pretty much. Yep. Pretty much.
Dang.
You're screwed, man.
That's all right.
You're screwed. All right, well, that's going to do it. Five facts, five opinions.
You know, no, you know what you missed out on? When did Bad Santa come out?
Which one? The first one?
The kid from Bad Santa.
That, you missed that gig. Been.
Oh,
you could have been.
You could have
been. That was like, what, 2004, 2005,
oh,
2006, something
really
like that?
Young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My acting debut was Augustus Gloop at age 7.
Him just him,
nice.
Musical
Augustus
production.
Gloop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad Santa, he's just banging before, that dang. Chick.
Johnny, I told him yesterday he should be Yukon Cornelius for Halloween.
Yeah.
That would be a good one.
That would be a good one.
Yes, Johnny knows.
Johnny can do knows. The tongue. No.
Land ho!
Land ho! Yukon.
All right.
Cornelius.
Is this That's thing over or what?
No, it's not. It's never over. Right there.
Dude,
right
is,
there.
That is you. That is you.
All you got to do.
Dude, grow that beard out.
Where were you for elf practice?
Yeah. All you
for
need
gold.
Is. Dude.
Balls,
right now.
Oh,
you got
man.
A, you got a
oh,
blue
yeah.
shirt on. So if you put on a red
dude,
hat
that's
and some earmuffs.
Oh,
perfect.
Man.
Yeah.
We got it secured.
Dude, how about the Rock Lobster?
Yeah.
Let's just dress him up like
Yukon Cornelius all
everything.
The time. I love it. All right. Well, let's get while the getting's good. Thank you so much for listening to the Plan B After Show podcast. Don't forget to explore more on this website, WIRX.com, and see what else we got. And all his Hi, how about you? It's been that morning. All morning. Don't forget to check out the Plan B Morning Show, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial. We'll see you later.
Uncle Buck.